Dedication. For Rosa. You stood behind me when doctor spoke the words, "No husband ever wants his wife to hear." You carried strength when my body had none left. You made sure I ate when food tasted like metal. You made sure I got out of bed when exhaustion tried to keep me there. You stood beside me through every treatment, every prayer, and every uncertain moment. And when the miracle happened, you were the first one to hold me. This book exists because I survived. But I survived because of you. The author's note. I want to first off thank you for listening to my story. You know, this book is not just about surviving cancer. It's about what happens after the miracle. When I was first diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, like many, I believed my life might be coming to an end. The treatments were difficult, no doubt about that. The uncertainty was real, and there were moments when the future felt completely unknown. But then something happened that my doctor couldn't fully explain. The cancer just disappeared. This book is the story of that journey. The diagnosis, the fight, the faith that carried me through it, and the purpose that followed afterward. Hence the title, Aftermath. It's also a story about the people who stood beside me. My loving wife, Rosa, my family, my friends, and the many individuals whose prayers helped carry me through the darkest moments. If you're listening to this while facing your own battle, my hope is simple for you. That somewhere in this recording, you find hope. Because miracles do happen. Sometimes quietly, sometimes unexpectedly. But when they do, the real story is not just about the miracle itself. The real story is what you choose to do with the life you are allowed to keep. Introduction. Most people think the miracle is the end of the story. Trust me when I say it isn't. The miracle is the moment that everyone wants to hear about. It's the part people repeat. It's the testimony that gets applause. It's the doctor asking, "Do you believe in divine intervention?" It's the sentence that changes everything. "Your cancer is gone." That moment matters. It changed my life. But if I'm being honest, the miracle wasn't the hardest part of the journey. It was everything that surrounded it. The diagnosis, the treatments, the uncertainty, the loss of strength, the fear I rarely admitted to out loud. The people who carried me when my body couldn't carry itself. The question that often comes after survival: why am I still here? This is what this book is really about. It's about what happened before the doctor's words and what happened after them. It's about a wife who never broke in front of me. A best friend whose laughter I still hear every football season. And a God who met me not only in the miracle itself, but in every step that led to it. I didn't write this book to impress anyone. I wrote it because I know there were people sitting in treatment rooms right now, waiting on test results, lying awake in the middle of the night, wondering what comes next. I know there are husbands trying to stay strong, wives carrying more than anyone sees, families asking God for just one more year, one more chance, one more answer. If that's you, I want you to know this. Miracles are real. But even when you're waiting for one, even when the outcome is completely unclear, God is still present. This book is my story, but it's also a reminder that survival is not just about staying alive. It's about what you do with the life you're allowed to keep. This is The Aftermath.